Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Monday. This is Seattle Now. Our mental health took a hit during the pandemic, and seniors were particularly affected. But now that things are opening back up, some seniors are approaching life with a new perspective. We'll talk with KUOW's Eilish O'Neill about what she learned. But first, let's get you caught up. Buckle up, travelers. Alaska Airlines is warning customers that scheduling turbulence will likely continue at least through the end of the month. The Seattle-based airline has been canceling about 4% of its flights, about 50 a day, as it navigates scheduling issues and pilot shortages. In a video statement Friday, Alaska's CEO apologized and promised that the airline was increasing staff and should be back on track for July and August. In related travel news, Amtrak Cascades is also dealing with ongoing staffing issues. Como reports Amtrak train service north of Seattle won't be back until December. The route makes five stops between here and Vancouver, BC. It's been suspended since May 2020 when the Canadian border closed to non-essential travel. And as the number of bird flu cases grows, so does the concern around events like livestock fairs and exhibitions. The State Department of Agriculture is asking people to skip those kinds of events until 30 days after the last confirmed detection of bird flu. The very contagious and deadly virus among chickens is currently spreading throughout U.S. flocks and has been found in six counties here. COVID and lockdown was hard on everyone, but the isolation hit seniors especially hard. A national survey on seniors and depression during COVID found that one in four were struggling. Now that the crisis of the pandemic is in the rearview mirror for now, there are new opportunities for everyone to get out, and like many of us, seniors are rethinking what they want to do with their remaining years. KUOW's Eilish O'Neill talked to some seniors who are making some changes after gaining a new perspective. Hey, Eilish, really glad to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So, no denying it, things were hard all over for everyone during the pandemic, but what made it particularly hard for seniors?
Well, if you were a senior during the pandemic and you got COVID, the risk of having a bad outcome was very high. And so seniors went into a more extreme lockdown in many cases, even than the rest of us, in terms of really trying to limit all social contact and avoid getting COVID. Seniors are already at increased risk for isolation. Many of them live alone. Sometimes their partners or their siblings are already deceased. They don't maybe have as many built-in opportunities for interaction as you would in other stages in your life, like if you're going to work every day, if you're going to school every day. So on top of the already increased risk for isolation, there's this really extreme lockdown because of the risk of COVID.
Yeah. And depression, as we know, is very hard on the body. And this is also a problem when we're talking about people of advanced age, when we think about things like heart disease and the ways that stress can show up.
Depression and loneliness are problems in and of themselves, I should say. But even beyond that, the physical health effects of depression and then of loneliness, even if it's not accompanied by an official depression diagnosis, but researchers are starting to learn that being lonely can make it harder for you to heal. So if a senior falls and breaks a bone, like a hip, it can be they can be slower to heal if they're also experiencing loneliness. And you're more likely to have other health problems, especially health problems linked to inflammation, like hypertension, things like that.
Eilish, you talked to seniors who during this time had a change in perspective. Where did you go?
I went to a retirement home in Burien and talked to people there. And I also spoke to some people at a Silver Sneakers exercise class at the Southeast Seattle Senior Center. Let me tell you about one senior. Her name is Joyce Epps. She's 73 and she lives alone in a house in Renton. Had just retired before the pandemic. And she told me her life was really full. And then the pandemic struck and she stopped doing anything.
I think I was kind of close to just being a little depressed, going back and forth to the refrigerator, eating, watching TV, which I never did a whole lot of watching TV. It was so isolated. You couldn't touch anybody, couldn't hug. It was just distance. I really isolated myself. I stayed at home. And all I did was walk in my neighborhood or walk at one of the trails and yard work every day.
And she said having that time to think really helped her think through what she wanted to do after she was able to go out again. And so the things she's focusing on now are time with her family. And she says she's also just prioritizing time with friends, just socializing. So she's trying to fill up her calendar with lunch dates and dinner dates, things like that, just making sure she gets out there and spends time with people.
Tell me a little bit about Minnie Collins. What did she tell you?
Minnie Collins has a really different story. Her son and son's children are in California, and all of her brothers and sisters are in Virginia. She grew up in Virginia. And she said she had tons of trips planned at the beginning of the pandemic. She was trying to go back to Virginia for Christmas and other holidays and people's birthdays, all sorts of things. Obviously, she wasn't able to do any of those trips.
So that was a whammy. For me to say, oh, I can't come. And of course, they didn't want me to come. My oldest living sister said, don't bring that stuff over here, because she heard about it being first recognized in our state. She said, no, you stay over there. Don't bring it over here. So I said, I respect that. And even today, she says, I don't know whether you should even come this summer. So I feel a little bit like a part of me is missing.
To cope with the fact that she had all these canceled trips and wasn't able to see family far away, she really started focusing on her writing. She's a retired English professor and a writer and an editor, and she has been focusing on those things, working on books, working on editing anthologies. And she said that the pandemic has given her time to realize that a lot of the social events that she said yes to before the pandemic, that those were just, for her, distraction.
Sometimes I'm happy for the pandemic, not for the variants. I don't mean the virus side of it, but being able to control my day has made a difference for me, because I love people. I love being out in the community doing stuff. And sometimes I felt that I just said yes, yes, yes to everything and everybody. And now that I've had a moment to reevaluate it, it's like, I don't need to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I pull back, because now I can just focus on things I need to do. Like, you know, meeting new people, okay, like Joyce. Spending time in front of my computer, getting my next book out, you know, all those things.
So that is what she is doing. She's really, really focusing on her writing.
Is there anything that you noticed about all the people that you spoke with that seems to resonate among them?
I think the common thread, even though some are focusing on socializing more and some are focusing on socializing less, they all told me they realized during the pandemic just how precious the time they have left is. And so they're trying to focus on whatever it is that is most important to them in that remaining time.
And I think a lot of us had that realization during the pandemic, right? What feeds us as opposed to what we were felt obligated to do, and what makes us healthier in our lives. Eilish, who is not getting back out there and why among the senior community?
Minnie Collins is actually an example of kind of this continued anxiety. She still is too worried to get on a plane to go see her son and grandchildren in California or her siblings over in Virginia. And there are other people who, the director of the Southeast Seattle Senior Center told me, there are other people who are even more extreme in being nervous about returning to their previous activities and lives. And then there are others who want to get back out there, but their adult children won't allow it. They say, it's too dangerous. I don't want to lose you. And what the director of the Southeast Seattle Senior Center told me is, at this point in the pandemic, she is more worried about the threat isolation poses to seniors in terms of both mental health effects and actual physical health effects than she is about any individual COVID case in this post-vaccine and double-boosted world. She's making individual phone calls to members who are still in isolation and saying, what can we do to help you feel safe? And she's even calling the adult children, and she told me encouraging them to encourage their parents to get back out there.
Yeah, yeah. Eilish, I know there are seniors in our community who are not getting out right now, and that's bad. And I wonder, you know, reaching out to them is probably important. Do you have a senior in your life that you think about?
Yeah, my grandmother is, I sometimes lose track. She's in her mid-90s, maybe 95. And she lives at a retirement home in Wallingford. And during the pandemic, we were really worried about her. My grandmother has never been a phone talker. The average length of phone call with her prior to the pandemic was like 30 seconds. You know, you'd call her and say, let's get lunch. She'd say, great, what time? Where do I meet you? See you then. And during the pandemic, we would, you know, I'd talk to my sister or my father, and we would say, I talked to grandma for 37 minutes on the phone today. It was a record because she was just in her apartment alone and she really needed to talk to people.
Are you back to 30-second phone calls?
We are back to 30-second phone calls, actually. I had lunch with her yesterday, and when we scheduled that, it, you know, was a 30-second phone call.
Extreme circumstances only. KUOW's Eilish O'Neill, really appreciate your time. Thanks for looking into the seniors for us.
Thanks so much for talking to me about it.
Thanks for listening. Diana O'Pong produced today's show with help from Jason Pagano. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow.